The minority has also noted with concern an announcement by the MPP government to the effect that they intend to issue a 15-year bond to settle what it described as outstanding debt within the energy sector. What is intriguing and interesting for you is that they are using ESLA, the energy sector levy, as collateral receivables for this 15-year bond. What they hitherto describe as a nuisance tax, what they describe as a punitive tax for the private sector of Ghana, and what they promise to the people of Ghana they will abolish upon the assumption of office. So it means that they are coming to extend the tenor of the nuisance in their ways, and extend the tenor of the punitive tax, and extend the tenor of what they promised to abolish for 15 years. 15 years will mean that at least some 3-4 successive governments will emerge out of it. In 2021, the NDC could be forming the next government, and we will review such commitments, because in our view, there was a sunset clause to the energy sector levy, and we did not intend that it should go beyond 5 years. Now, what they promised to abolish, they are extending it for 15 years and using its receivables as collateral to issue a 2.1 billion energy sector bond. That we find problematic. Promise word breaking, the MPP have many. One of those promises word breaking is a promise to review and abolish the energy sector levy. You don't need them to tell you that they are not able to do it. So it's one of those promises you can categorize as a promise word breaking.
Meanwhile, the minority has expressed concern about the non-extension of invitation to former President Mahama to the commission of the first oil from Cape 3 Points, which is scheduled to take place today. President Akufo-Addo is expected to turn the valve to mark the commencement of commercial exploitation of oil off Cape 3 Points. The caucus said the Mahama-led administration championed the project, and it is important for the former president to be acknowledged and recognized. According to the minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, the NDC administration ushered Ghana into the gas era, and they expect the present government to do well to complete all critical projects in the petroleum sector started by the NDC.